24 on the Mike Calta Show at 102.5 The Bone. Our phone numbers, and I'm going to use them here in a second, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. I want to know about the best ofs or fill-ins or whatever we had, because if it's one, write it down. Everybody got a piece of paper?
Yeah.
Write it down right now. Hold on.
Real quick, I wanted to point out, so March 24th, 1986, Van Halen 5150.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that was their first album with Sammy Hagar. That just passed the anniversary for that. Isn't that crazy?
Man, that is crazy. That was a great album, though. It was one of the best comebacks ever.
Since
Brian Johnson taking over for the dead Bon Scott.
Right.
All right, everybody write this down. I already wrote mine down. What was the common denominator for the week that we were off? What did everybody hate the most? Write it down, and I'm going to go around the room, and I'm going to look at your answers.
What did everybody hate the most what was going on the show? Or what
was going on, person, what was wrong with Best Of the most? Because there's one easy thing that I'm saying, because there were some people that didn't like this, some people liked this, some people, but
are
there
you
was
just
one thing.
Best of,
listen to me. For the whole week we had off.
Well, then that's not the best of.
I said, listen.
Yeah, I know. He doesn't explain it, and then he gets yelled
at. Listen, if you shut up, I'm trying to explain it.
He doesn't explain it.
The whole week, there was one common denominator. There was something everybody hated. Now, I'm not going to tell you. It could be that it was best of. It could be that it was live. It could be that there was this host. It could be that there was a different host. It could be that it was this segment. Maybe they all hate Spanish. There was one thing that I found that everybody hated for the whole week. Write down what you think that is. I could be wrong. Maybe I'm the only one who felt this way. But there was one thing that everybody hates.
Okay.
Okay. Let me know when you have it. Carmen's so confused.
You're,
I explain it so well.
No, you're the worst.
There's two different things.
Yeah.
What?
There's live shows and best of. So how can one thing be?
One thing was hated more than anything else. One thing for the whole week.
Okay.
Whether it be, hey, I don't want to hear, because, all right, I'll tell you, I'll give you, this has nothing to do with it, but I'll use an example. On one of the day's shows, there was a mistake made, and they played in Best Of a show that just aired last week.
Right.
And a listener pointed that out to me, and I looked into it, and it was a mistake. It turned out somebody put the wrong card in, and it wasn't supposed to play, and it did. And it was an entertaining segment, but it was recent, and we would have never played that in Best Of. That was a mistake, and people would point it out. So something like that. It could be something like that, but there was one thing that I found through Twitter from being in a different country that people, they all hated it.
Unanimously.
That too, whatever. You know what I mean? They all hated it.
See my thunderstorm.
Oh, sorry. I apologize.
I got a word.
when you think you know the answer.
I have mine written down.
Okay. Yeah. Spanish, you have yours written down. Carmen, nothing?
I have it.
All right. Galvin, we'll start with you. What did, during that week of vacation, what did everybody hate the most?
That the best of was the best of Spanish.
Oh, I did see that, but that's not what I was talking about.
Because I got asked who does it.
Right.
I said Spanish and Carmen put it together. He goes, figures, it's all Spanish.
That is what I heard.
Which other people were commenting how great it was to hear Jay is gay and a bunch of stuff. So I was like, it couldn't have been all Spanish.
I will tell you this, Spanish. People did say they liked the best of.
Yes.
Okay. Now, that was not what I was talking about, so maybe it's not as unanimous as I thought or universal.
Okay, but I mean, there is another thing, but you're saying
write the other thing. Write the other thing down. I'll go back to you.
Okay.
This is not, by the way, we're not being graded on this.
But you're saying one thing, but there's two different things.
You're
not very good at
different.
This.
Listen, this is an experiment to see if we all got the same vibe. Clearly, we didn't.
So far, on the live shows, the worst thing is whenever you try to describe this part.
I'm gonna go the rejoin music was probably the worst part. Everybody hated the most.
Not one person said
that. I got a couple tweets.
Carmen, most confused by this game. What did you find was a universal hatred?
Galvin's equally confused.
I think when I say it, you're all gonna go. Oh yeah, you just didn't explain it right. But go ahead, Carmen.
So from what I heard, the little bit that I heard of, I'm gonna say everyone hated Ian.
Okay, not what I was talking about, but there are always going to be some people that don't like Ian or some people that don't like anybody who fills in for us.
And just see, up above that, I did have best of written down first because my
some people hate, but all right, Galvin, back to you.
My second thing was also Ian, because they're going to hate whoever's filling in.
Okay, so we all know from doing this so long that that's going to happen. The minute we take off, whoever fills in, half the audience is going to like it and half the audience is going to hate it. Half the audience is like, man, it's so good to have a live show and Ian brings a lot to the table and he does something different. He's got the DJ and all that stuff and people love it. Then the other half is, Jesus Christ, can't you guys just play best of? Ian's talking about football again. Ian's liberal, blah, blah, blah. And they don't like it. We're never going to win with that. It's either some of you want best of, some of you want live, and we're not going to make everybody happy. But the one thing that I found that was unanimous in every form of social media and the countless amounts of emails that I got from people, this is no BS, everybody hates Monica.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hates Monica. Am I wrong, or did I make that up? I get that?
Pretty accurate.
Oh, my God. I haven't, let me tell you, I don't get to listen to Roger and JP as much. Same thing with Billy. When Billy was on, I listened to Billy like right after he was on with us. Then when they moved the time around, I didn't get to hear it anymore. I like Roger and JP a lot, but I'm usually still in the building when they're on the air, so I don't get to hear it a lot. And I don't know. I know from social media that JP and Monica fight with each other, but I don't know if that's like for radio or for what.
They like literally
genuinely don't like each other.
Yeah. Well, like not like each other.
She said she hated him when he was here. Or something.
Isn't
like
that the reason she was crying and being all loud at our?
No, that's alcohol.
Well, that plus
it was
JP.
JoJo.
Oh, JoJo.
Remember like JoJo.
She
left
does not
her.
Like people whose names start with J.
Yeah.
No, JoJo saved her that night.
No, but they came together and then JoJo left her and then that's when she attacked JP and then she found JoJo and then she started crying even more and then it was a big thing. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So
it was everything.
And then there was something that went on recently where Monica was on the air. I guess it was that. They're talking about that, and he was like, yeah, representation of the show, and you're making a fool. I just hate you, JP.
Well, JP came on, and he was like, we're going to squash this once and for all. They talked about it. They settled it, and now every day he brings it up. Like,
right.
I remember that one time. And she's like, you said we're done with this.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you can't visit it every
right,
once
but
in a while.
So she, like, you know what I mean? So.
So she and JP really hate each other. I don't know. I can't keep up with the drama. But all I know is, and I may be wrong, 727-579-1025. It seems to me that everyone listening at any time slot hates Monica. There is a Bone Facebook page called the Bone Family where they have like listeners of the station that all hang out with each other. They created their own like Facebook page, and the general consensus on there is that they all hate Monica. I've never seen seems like sometimes right. They'd be like, I hate Drew. He's mean to people. I still listen every day, but I hate Drew. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's a different kind of hate. You love to hate him. But the hate with Monica is I think that if she was a guy, more people would beat her up.
Punch
her. Wow.
Yeah.
That's how I felt. Something.
Seems like it.
Genuinely felt that way.
Yeah.
Mike out the show. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Welcome back. I'm so glad to hear you guys.
Thank you, Awkward Joe.
I wasn't going to say anything about Monica, but yeah, it's JP knows how to manipulate the situation, and she sounds great there. But you could hear the whole town of Tampa just go eye roll whenever she spoke, and nobody that you know didn't like her side of the story. And then I was just kind of disappointed that I didn't hear American Business or the Falcon story.
Listen, you can't hear every highlight that you remember. Do you remember? Sometimes bits are so good that they have their own names, and sometimes they're so good that you don't remember it until you hear it. You're like, oh, my God, I didn't remember that one thing. So don't worry about it. We'll take lots of other time off. Earl, it says you're the guy who loves Monica.
Yeah, what's the matter with Monica? I mean, she's great. She just thinks the humor tip of the federal station.
Listen, I'm not saying let's all hate Monica. I'm not trying to lead a group. I know Monica longer than anybody else on this station. Well,
hey,
I think.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Earl, is that really how you talk?
Like a Joker.
I couldn't believe that you said that. You know, I'm waiting for the punchline that what was Mike, you know, worried about, and it was
Listen,
Mike. I couldn't believe it.
So. I like Monica. I don't see her a lot, but I like her. I know her for a long time. My dad loves her. My dad listens to the station. He likes her. I just found out this week. Besides my dad and Earl, everybody else hates Monica. Thank you, Earl. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I'm trying to go through the phone. Vicky, good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to be very honest with you. I stayed within the family, but when I heard her voice on there, I had to go to Miguel and Holly. I couldn't handle it anymore.
How dare you?
Oh.
Well,
she argued every point anybody made. I had already listened to the JP thing that she walked off the stage. She walked off her seat, and he's a brat. And I just, you know, thank God Miguel and Molly were there. If not, I would have had it.
The funny thing is, also, you say she's a brat. You know, she's like older than me. She's, older. She's like the oldest one here.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. She's older than dirt.
I'm hoping that it's a radio bit and that's not how she really is. Cause
well, here's the thing. Person. You won't find many people that come in here in character. You know what I mean? But I can also tell you that I've known Monica for a long time. I worked with her at other stations. And I've never disliked her, nor did I ever socially go, God, I hate that girl. And I say that a lot, and I never said that about Monica. So I don't know what it is, but evidently people hate her. Thank you,
Vicky.
She
is just very opinionated, and when she, you know what I mean? And, like, there is no...
And usually wrong. That's called a woman.
I got to tell you, the thing I remember, two things I remember most about Monica is her being super loud and crying at our live gig. And I was like, hey, you got to cool out. Like, there's a comedian. There's a comedian on stage. She's standing literally right behind the curtain just going, God damn it! And I go, oh, my God. And then the other thing is her telling Anna the line starts behind
her. Right.
That was good. I like that.
I was like,
I thought that was actually good.
That was great.
Guess it doesn't.
I'm getting texts from friends. So they like Monica.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of texts from listeners that have my phone number because you gave it out that say they don't like Monica.
All right, I'm going to go. Lines are completely full right now. I'm going to go through, let's say, 10 of them and just keep track, okay?
All right.
Dustin, like or hate Monica?
Hate Monica. Want to start the Felicia movement because we should all say bye to her.
All right. Thank you. Louis, love or hate Monica?
Hey, I gotta hate Monica, man. She almost pulled out a rub on JP. So
I
gotta hate her for that.
She almost got... Oh, okay, thank you. What?
Pulled out a rub?
She was rubbing it on JP.
Pulled out a rug?
Yeah, I think...
Pulled out a rug, yeah, but why?
All right.
Just we'll wanted just to know, like or hate.
Yeah.
Brandon, like or hate Monica?
No, that's not
Brandon. Nope, sorry. Whoever this is, do you like or hate Monica?
I like Monica.
You do? Okay, mark that in the like category. Brandon...
That's a hate.
Hate. Right on. Matt?
Can't stand the woman. She kisses cats. She's got to go.
Kisses cats.
Cats are great.
Yeah. You kiss dogs, totally fine. Kiss cats, you're right.
Yeah. And I have a cat, and I agree. Steve, go ahead.
Hey, yeah, I'm on the fence because she calls her mom a whore all the time, but between the condor, the animal play, and all the drunken acts, I think she's a whore more than her mom.
Her mom might be a whore, though.
Her mom is.
How do we know?
Like, she talks about it very openly.
I want to bang her mom. So don't be bisexual.
Real quick, guys. You know you're on the phone. You're not yelling from your house. Like, everybody's like, you're on a telephone. Relax.
My headphones are so bad. It's actually coming in pretty normal to me.
This is the worst.
So wait, her mother is a whore?
Yeah, I don't know if she is anymore, but she's been married like 8 times.
Oh, Jesus.
Doesn't even remember half the guys' names, and like basically kind of like left Monica to like raise herself.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
she's literally a whore. Mm. Mike out the show. Love or hate Monica?
Absolutely hate her.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Very loud. Mike out the show. Love or hate Monica?
Hey, I'm Jack Hammer, man. I love me some Monica, baby.
Oh, this is her.
Who?
Dude, like the guy, yeah, her dude.
You like a real life dude or just like fan dude?
No, like this is...
I pretend to be Jack Hammer.
Never mind.
Okay. Hi, who's this?
Hey, how you doing? It's Mark. Yeah, I guess the other caller, he said that she pulled out a rub. Like what Rob did to you guys when he left the studio.
Oh, wow.
Rob.
Yeah, man. Okay. Yeah.
I gotta hate Monica as well because he almost did that to JP. So, yeah.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Pulled a Rob. Yeah. That's good that we use that as a descriptive word now. Hi.
I like pulled a Rob better.
Okay. Yeah. Who is this?
This Ken.
Ken, love or hate Monica? You are the ninth caller.
You gotta love her.
Love her. Okay. Ooh. And the last one. Love or hate Monica?
I hate Monica. Anybody that do a condor but not smoke a J is seriously confused and has mental problems.
Okay, thank you. I'm not familiar with the condor.
So a condor. Spanish as you do.
I have no idea. I've never heard that.
Yeah, she showed us before because she talked about it on air. So it's this. When you fly.
Oh, I call that going skiing.
Skiing, cross country.
No, yeah. But you have this too.
Oh, my God. She's done
three of them.
Yeah.
She's condored?
I don't know, but she's the one who, like, brought it to everyone's attention. Like, she knows what it is.
Mark me down as liking Monica.
Yeah, I like Monica, too. I have to tell you, 7 hates and 3 loves is great for radio.
Yeah, that's right?
Monica stays.
You're here.
That's it. She's although, in. Real quick, though, yeah. She's making people change over to Miguel and Holly.
And it's women that are barely listening anyway.
Thanks, Vicky.
Just kidding. Oh. I mean, you guys are actually listening in full groups, and we appreciate that. All right. Well, now I know. It seemed like on social media, everybody hated Monica, and I thought I was going to have to fire her today, but she stays, and now at a 70% hatred ratio, that's actually pretty good.
Oh, so now that our boss isn't here, you're acting boss until he's back?
I'm not sure who you're referring
to. Our boss is
here. I think my boss is here this week.
No, our boss is gone for the beginning of the week.
I don't know who you're talking about. I talked to Keith. We have a meeting today. So. we got Sporkle. We got stuff to give away. I don't know what that is. Let me look at my list. Oh, the great Dennis Miller is coming to the Mahaffey Theater this week. We've also got the Wani Festival. That sounds like Dirty Hippies to me in Live Oak. April 19th, you got Rockville, dirty but not hippies, dirt rockers in Jacksonville, the very clean, possibly gay Stephen Lynch at the Capitol Theater, the chubby yet adorable Frank Caliendo also at the Capitol Theater, and this I'm super excited about, and this is the one I want to host, for the love of God, an evening with Pete Rose at the Capitol Theater. The baseball great and gambling guru will be at the Capitol Theater on October 7th. In an evening with Pete Rose, which I guess, much like Mike Tyson, people are doing these live one-man shows now. And I'm very excited to see this. I love Pete. I actually got to spend a little bit of time with him years ago. And I think it would be great to be able to host that. So they asked me if I wanted to host the one with the fat chick from
right,
This Is Us.
Right.
Yeah. But what? Really? Like, if you were going to describe her, how would you describe her?
Do you know
who Chrissy Metz is? Is her name?
Yeah.
Okay, no, who is she? The fat thing from This Is Us. Fat girl.
Oh,
sorry.
My God.
I didn't mean that. I meant fat girl from This Is Us.
You meant it.
No. I didn't mean it that way.
It came out.
No, listen to me.
You say what you mean.
Is that wrong, though? If they were like, do you know Carmen? And you're like, Carmen, you're like, oh, not so smart blonde from the Mike Calta. Oh, Carmen, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You could just say the girl on the Mike Calta show. I don't know why you gotta throw insults in there.
But it's
you shady more, son of a bitch.
More descriptive.
Is it easier to say, do you know who, what is her name, Chrissy Metz?
Metz.
Yeah. Who she is? No, I don't. Okay, she's on that show, This Is Us. She's not Mandy Moore. She's not the dad. She's not the actor guy. She's not the black guy.
She looks like she ate them all.
Yeah, do you know which one she is now? You know? And then just go like this. Just go with your hands. Just go.
Yeah. Make side size. Yeah. Motion.
The eyes were the best. He even gave her fat eyes.
You know.
Oh, my God.
I think even she would agree at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah, totally.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.